Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I don't think there's anybody else that's still in that mode of bringing him back. It's just such a weird spot that the Jets still have five more games left this season, and their only other option at quarterback is a 36-year-old in Tyrod Taylor. And I don't mean this as any disrespect to Tyrod, because I think he's going to have a role on this team next year, but what's the point of benching Aaron Rodgers for Tyrod Taylor? Like, what the hell's the point? What does that do for anybody?
Right now, nothing. There is no point.
Can I give you some good news
for
the Jets and Giants?
Go ahead.
You just mentioned there's five games left, and you look down seeing it's December 2nd. That feels like a hellhole to climb
out of. Dude, it feels like it's a month. It's over a month.
We have yet to get this expanded to 18 games, and that's going to happen at some point because they're taking NFL. But by the time they get there, there's a good chance the Jets and Giants have turned this around and we'll be enjoying the elongated part of December.
Oh, will we?
Yes, I think we will. You'd rather it be this way now.
Well, it's funny. The NFL is the one sport that most of us can still enjoy, consume, and watch, even when our team sucks.
That's a good point.
And so yesterday...
Yeah, you enjoyed that Eagle win late?
Well, look, as far as the result of the game, no, I wasn't rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles. But nevertheless, it's football. Like, you know what I found myself enjoying? And I wasn't rooting for the Buffalo Bills. But last night, I turned the game on. There's snow everywhere. And I'm like, this is football.
Yeah.
This is magic. This is unbelievable. And I was able to find myself enjoying it because there is nothing better, in my humble opinion, than NFL football in the snow. It's beautiful.
I love it because it's great for running backs.
Yeah, see, I know, of course.
Running backs go wild in the snow.
You see Cook's first half of the Bills last night?
65 yards touchdown.
Unfortunately, Christian McCaffrey did not enjoy the conditions last night.
Another injury, PCL this time.
But that was beautiful football. Like, it was an ugly game, and the game turned out to be a blowout, and I was certainly not rooting for the Buffalo Bills. But at least for the first, like, hour, I enjoyed myself. To me, there's nothing better than football in the snow.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, the game was blown out because the Niners couldn't handle the conditions. Their receivers couldn't run the regular routes. Yeah, it was beautiful, and it didn't hamper the game at all.
Well, because the San Francisco 49ers suck? Is that your excuse for them?
Weather should never affect a game like that.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, that's the greatest character in football, weather.
Of course. Well said, Tiki. In fact,
I'm not saying I didn't enjoy the entertainment from the eyes, but for being real, it hampers the game. It shouldn't be.
In fact, I'm becoming
a grumpy old man with this.
Why?
Because I'm not going to lie, I was sucked in. That's why I stayed till the end was the snow. So I'm telling myself I'm a hypocrite.
You stayed till the end because the snow was so much fun.
It's beautiful in the eyes, just like the Browns game was. But
Did you have money on the 49ers?
He had the under in the 5.5 for San Fran.
To be honest, I actually did well on prop wise, so it didn't affect my game. But I'm just watching the Niners struggle. So I'm like, this shouldn't be.
But this is kind of becoming who the Niners are.
So you're saying snow not... I mean, Kittle looked like he didn't even want to be out there in the ice cold.
Well, it's not even... It's partly that, but this is just... They're so inconsistent this year for the first time in a long time. This is odd and rare. Now, part of it's because Christian McCaffrey hasn't been healthy.
Right.
I mean, the amount of touches they used to give him and the success ratio that he would have was ridiculous. Now they're trying to piece it together.
And they don't have Ayuk anymore.
Exactly.
Bosa is out.
Trent Williams out. So, like, and that's the biggest one, by the way.
Yeah.
Trent Williams.
That's weird, man. When you lose a left tackle and you can't win, where have I seen that before?
But stop making excuses. But the football was amazing. Like, stop losing track. The football was awesome.
No, the football sucked. The TV theater was amazing.
It's true. Yes, I think that's right.
It was a gimmicky game.
It wasn't a good game.
Right. Just like that Brown game, the theater of it was great. The game itself sucks in the snow.
Look, sometimes in football, teams suck and the games aren't great. Just blaming it on the weather is lazy. Like,
it's not lazy. It's very in-depth to think about.
Well, because the San Francisco 49ers aren't used to playing in the snow. That's their freaking
problem. Have Collinsworth doing a whole thing about how it now is straight-line football and you can't run what you usually run, and he's talking about the cleanest. Okay, well, I don't want straight-line football. I want to see a receiver make a cut and go.
But Tiki said it best. Like, that's what was your phrase again? I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
The greatest character.
It's a character.
Yeah.
It's a
great weather character. Is the greatest character in football. Think about NFL history. It's littered with games played in the weather conditions. And forget me making the point. I've never played out in the snow other than with my kids. Here's Jameis Winston after the Brown game. And listen to Jameis Winston talk about playing in the snow. And then tell me that you don't think snow games are awesome.
Just a grain of salt. Jameis Winston is country as hell. And his descriptions of things, no matter what it is, are pretty over the top.
No. Don't berate Jameis Winston we hear from him.
I'm just telling you, Jameis Winston.
What?
He's a little extra.
No.
You remember the W's? Eating W's. We out here eating W's.
First of all, you're assassinating my character witness that I'm calling to the stand to help make my point.
I'm not.
Let the man speak before you say, anything he says is over the top.
Not over the top. I'm just saying you will be entertained.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Jameis Winston talking about playing in the snow.
He's like, oh my gosh, like, this is really an NFL's film moment. The snow starts pouring down. It starts getting, like, my feet started getting heavy because I'm squishing through the snow. And, man, it was so good. And it was so great to end up in that win.
Dude, he's about to cry. It's so amazing. Like, think about it. And what I love about Jameis Winston, I may not agree with everything he says. I think he expressed what most of us feel watching games in the snow.
Right. I enjoy Jameis. I enjoy listening to him. I like watching him play, even though I know there's going to be a mistake. There's going to be an interception at some point.
Well, that's like watching a game in the snow. You know there's going to be a mistake.
Right, but Jameis is entertaining, man.
And keep this in mind, because this is the most important point about weather conditions and watching games in the snow. If you play in a cold weather climate, and you have decided to take away that from us as viewers and fans, you are cursed forever. Mm. Think about the cold weather teams that play in domes. Think about them. The Detroit Lions. When's the last time they went to a Super Bowl? The answer is they've never been to one.
Never.
The Minnesota Vikings. Since they moved indoors, when they left playing outside, you know how many Super Bowls they've been to since they moved first to the Metrodome, now to U.S. Bank, whatever the hell they call it? Zero. Mm. If you are a cold weather team and you make the decision to go inside, you will be damned for eternity. So be careful if you're a cold weather team saying, oh my God, it's snowing. We can't have football in the snow. Shut up.
The teams that haven't made that decision, how's that working out for Cleveland, the Jets?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, how have they done?
Okay, how
the Baltimore Ravens, how have they done?
How are the Giants doing?
Well, the Giants have been to how many Super Bowls?
I understand
that. I'm sorry, how many Super Bowls have they been to?
No, well, the Jets and Cleveland were the first two. You moved past it because you were caught.
No. Name me any team that's in a cold weather site that plays in a dome that's been to a Super Bowl. Go ahead.
No, you're right on that part, but I'm giving you other
teams. So then stop.
I can give you other examples?
No, because your examples are always countered with someone that's been to a Super Bowl. Have the Chicago Bears been to a Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl?
They've been to a Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl,
game. NFC North. There are two teams that play outside, two teams that play inside?
Yes.
Okay. How many Super Bowls have the teams that play inside gone to? Zero.
Zero.
How many Super Bowls have the teams that have been outside gone to?
If the Lions get to the Super Bowl argument...
Hold on a second. Answer the question. If you want to jump into an argument, I'm going to kick your ass publicly. That's okay.
The Saints want to bottom line. I can be Barry
Harris. The Saints don't play in a cold weather climate. Again, you want to argue,
I got one. San Francisco gets pretty cold at night.
Stop it.
Oh, wait, they made the Super Bowl.
So your point is they play indoors in a cold weather environment, and that hurts them making the Super Bowl?
Yes. San Francisco isn't a dome either.
No, but you said cursed, meaning they have like the Maloik on them?
They're trying to argue by just throwing a ton of crap against the wall.
What about the Indianapolis Colts? They won a Super Bowl.
This is a bulletproof argument.
Gets cold and they have a dome.
The Indianapolis Colts are a fair point.
Get lost.
That's only one, damn it.
That's because they had Peyton Manning.
And also, they play in the South.
And they played in Florida.
And they play in a division. You
know, and they played in Florida in the Super Bowl.
That's true. They also play in a division with non-cold weather climatic teams.
And it was pouring rain, so weather was a character.
Exactly.
So you're clinging on for this until the Lions go and win a Super Bowl this year?
I think the Detroit Lions can only win a Super Bowl if they have home field advantage throughout the postseason. Now, they have a good chance to do it, but I'll make you this promise. If they have to go to Philadelphia for the NFC Championship game, much to the chagrin of you and some of my friends who are Giant fans, you're screwed.
Loogie, save the audio. Year?
Hold on, one at a time. Go ahead.
Loogie, save the audio. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when this happens and the Lions win, Evans, you know, debunked.
I'm going to make this 257. I'm going to make this clear. If they have home field advantage, that's the only way to beat this curse. As a cold weather team, you can't go on the road to a cold weather climate.
Didn't they have it last year?
And did they go to the Super Bowl?
No, I mean, they lost, but...
They lost in San Francisco.
Look, the Minnesota Vikings lost plenty of NFC Championship games in their own building. So you can find examples of the cold weather team inside having home field advantage and still losing. But the point is, these cold weather teams who have to go inside, they don't get the Super Bowls. That's just the reality, man. You guys can argue it all you want because you want to make your point, but facts are facts.
Okay.
You came up with the Colts one. That one
was I mean, the Colts was a pretty good fact.
But they play in the South. That's the difference. Look at the
you
team.
You can't just give me, you know, random division names and move the post.
Yeah. Here's my point to you. The Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers have a distinct advantage in their division over the Minnesota Vikings and the Detroit Lions because they've refused to go inside. If the Bears decide to build a dome in Chicago, it's a grave mistake.
Okay. I mean, I think it's great for their fans, and I think ultimately every new stadium should come with a retractable roof.
This is crap, man. Is this not ridiculous?
Yeah, you guys are soft.
I mean, it's soft.
You know what? And as long as they have one more thing, the day the Jets or Giants ask any of us to go with shovels to shovel out their stadium, get your own answers out there and shovel out to them. Tired of hearing that.
Or just hire somebody to do it.
Right. Well, that would be my answer to Woody and John Mara. I'd say, wait a second. Why don't you hire some professionals to get the snow out? We're not a tight-knit community the way Buffalo is.
Well, they also don't own the stadium, so it's somebody else's responsibility.
Ah.
And the Bills own their stadium.
Ah. Do they even pay these poor suckers to go out
$20
there?
$20 an hour.
That's not bad, actually.
It's too cheap to pay somebody else to do it.
Considering Sean takes all those weekend shifts, and I know what they pay.